Corey Lewandowski is someone who's been a fairly regular on the show. Of course, he's a New Hampshire resident and a big Trump advisor in the past. He ran his winning camp presidential campaign and still close to the former president. It is Trump's primary, you would say, in January to lose if you want to measure the polls. But another name we might start to see right here in New Hampshire, and that's the governor, not of North Dakota. I think Governor Burgum's in the state today and tomorrow. He's been on the show up in South Dakota. Kristi Noem, the governor there, once looked at as a very likely presidential candidate. She did not go this cycle, but could she be a top choice, top-tier choice for a VP? And is she going to be more of a surrogate now for Donald Trump? Corey Lewandowski joins us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Corey.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good. Well, let's talk about, well, before we get to maybe why I wanted you on, and thank you for being with us, Corey Lewandowski, real quickly, what do you think, big news story or not tonight, this Newsom DeSantis on with Hannity, you know, I guess any free media is good media, unless in case one of them slips a little bit, but what do you think on tonight's show, if you will?
Look, I think it could be a prelude to a battle for 4 or 8 years down the road, but the reality is neither one of these guys are going to be the next president of the United States. One of the two people who are going to be the president of the United States is going to be either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Gavin Newsom should have run. He didn't. Ron DeSantis should not have run. He did. And look, by all accounts, the polling data indicates that after spending $100 million out of a super PAC, he's dropped 30 points in the polls. Not exactly the way a campaign is supposed to be running.
Let's talk about Kristi Noem, South Dakota governor. Are we going to see and hear more from her in terms of touting the merits of Donald Trump as the nominee? And is she a possibility for a VP choice from Donald Trump if that's where it's headed in terms of if he gets beyond New Hampshire and looks like he's going to wrap up the nomination? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Jack, I think first and foremost, you know, nobody gets out in front of Donald Trump when he makes big announcements. You know, it's a one-person decision. And anybody who says he knows what that or she knows what that decision is just not being truthful with you. That being said, you know, you've got a very, very popular governor in Kristi Noem whose state borders Iowa, a first in the nation, you know, caucus state. That election is less than 50 days now, right? So We're very, very close. And what we're seeing in that particular state is both Nikki Haley and Governor DeSantis going all in Iowa, much more so than even here in New Hampshire. And who better? And look, Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, has endorsed Ron DeSantis. Nikki Haley clearly has some momentum because of her prowess in these debates. Who better than either another governor like Kristi Noem from South Dakota or someone who could compete with Nikki Haley to be in the state of Iowa on behalf of Donald Trump, talking about what the importance of a Trump presidency looks like. Kristi Noem endorsed Donald Trump a couple months ago when he made a trip to South Dakota. She has been talked about often as being on the short list. She has been a steadfast supporter of the president. She's never lost an election in any time she's ever run. And, you know, the reality is she has a national profile, can raise money, and could take a fight directly either to Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley in a different way than Donald Trump could.
Corey Lewandowski, let me go back to New Hampshire in the primary. You mentioned you referenced the Iowa caucus. When you look at New Hampshire, it seems Governor Sununu was on my show last week, and he was pretty much clear that he's going to, you know, he smiled when I asked him if the Trump lead is stoppable or catchable here in New Hampshire, and he interrupted. He said, absolutely. You know there's no love lost there. He said he's going to, it looks like he's going to jump in and endorse one of these governors. I presume it's going to be Nikki Haley. She's the one who seems to have some momentum in New Hampshire. DeSantis, as you said, seems to be focusing a little more on Iowa on the ground. That may be a reason why I think Sununu likes all three of those governors, Kristi, DeSantis, and Haley, but he might be leaning Nikki Haley. If Sununu were to do that, and I think he will, and I think it's less than a week away, it could be next Tuesday, does that put a wrinkle in Donald Trump's lead in New Hampshire more than a few points in your mind?
Jack, look, the public polling data indicates that Donald Trump has about a 50-point lead in the Real Clear Politics average. In New Hampshire, it's probably a 35-point lead. I don't think anybody who is supporting Chris Sununu is a Donald Trump supporter by and large. It's just the reality. And in this race, you have to win the Republican primary electorate. I think it will be a slap in the face to Governor Chris Christie if Chris Sununu endorses Nikki Haley. Christie has put all of his eggs in the New Hampshire basket. He campaigned with Governor Sununu last week. It's Governor Sununu not being able to read the electorate or delivering on behalf of the people he endorses. Look, Chris and I, there's no love lost between the governor and I, but the reality is Donald Trump's endorsement in Republican primaries yields a 98.6% success rate. Chris Sununu's endorsement in Republican primaries yields a 0.00% success rate. Those are the facts. They're unambiguous.
And then I guess the only other question I had is, on the Democrat side, Joe Biden and the DNC screwing over, not campaigning in New Hampshire in the early states in our primary, but you have this Representative Phillips from Minnesota who's running here as a Democrat in the primary. So on the Democrat side, it's definitely a Republican show in January. But on the Democrat side, there's going to be a lot of money, out-of-state money, and effort to do a write-in campaign for Joe Biden in New Hampshire. Does that win? Does that work? Or can a Phillips on the Democrat side beat him if he spends time here? Because that would be a blow to the incumbent Democrat president going out of New Hampshire.
This is a huge mistake from the Biden campaign, not putting their name on the ballot in New Hampshire. You know, Ray Buckley, Gene Shaheen, Maggie Hassan, the whole delegation has to be outraged over it. Now they have to go and spend money and effort and time putting a campaign together, a write-in campaign, so that the sitting president of the United States is not embarrassed in a state that has never rewarded him every time he has run. There is a serious possibility here, Jack, that the incumbent president of the United States loses in New Hampshire because he chose not to put his name on the ballot. Tragic mistake. If that occurs, what's going to happen is those moderates, so-called moderates who can vote in either a Republican or Democratic ballot in the primary for president, the Democrats are going to be pushing them to vote. That only helps Donald Trump's election here in New Hampshire more than ever.
Corey Lewandowski talking some primary politics. Thank you very much, Corey. Love to get you on my weekly podcast maybe in the next week or two before the primary. Thank you, Corey.
Take care.